Declaration of interest.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I have a declaration of interest in the It's Great program. I need to make a report on the business plan, is that right?
Yes.
So, I, Mr. Mayor,
And I have an interest in the dry and wet clean hire. Mr. Mayor?
Right, thank you, councillor. Do I have the confirmation of the minutes of the meeting held on the 21st of May? So, I commend all that, councillor Mosman, councillor Walker. Are there any alterations or amendments? If not, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. I'd now ask for a submission for a motion to move into closed section of council. Councillor Bunter, councillor Pearce. I'll put that. All in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. No commitment? I'll move that that be noted. All those in favour?
Aye.
The second report is in regard to the general manager's annual performance review. Noting that any councillor who wish to provide any written advice to myself, if they do so, and in this case we're not going to get like Government New South Wales into the party at the cost of about $3,500. So I'll move that recommendation. Not at this time, no.
The review. Yes, Friday the 5th of July.
Do you want to reproduce?
I'll put them.
I might be in the diary. Okay. Put that. All in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. The next report is the Local Government's Professionals Conference, which Mr. Neves is keen to attend. The recommendation there that he does attend that. Councillor Mann, councillor Bunter. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. The AR Blue Award. Mr. Mees approached me about making a submission to the Blue group. So this is council's way of just supporting that nomination. So someone like to move away, councillor Babbage, councillor Pearce. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. Pretty handy to win it four times. The appointment of the Audit Risk Improvement Committee, in those two strange names that Councillor Mockle was keen to determine.
No more of that, and thank you, Sir Melissa, for that information.
Are we able to provide that the information? Or that?
Sorry, what's that?
Yeah, oh, is it in the email? I didn't see it.
I suppose through you, Mr. Mayor, in relation to Meredith Cleary, Meredith has a PhD. Her and Sam are both members of the Internal Auditors Institute for Australia, the professional membership. Meredith has a very strong background in auditing and governance in the health sector, so those skills we thought were very beneficial for what we do here given our aged care and disability service. She has over 25 years experience in auditing. She serves on 7 council ARIC committees, so they were some of the reasons for why the panel chose her. The other fellow, his name is Sam Hilwer. He is the head of internal audit at Campbelltown City Council and has lots of experience with the ARIC committee there. Canambal Shire Council have a sister city relationship with Campbelltown and there was a bit of synergy there for those appointments. So very strong internal background from Sam.
Yeah.
Internal audit background, sorry.
Okay, so the recommendation is the appointment of those two. So Councillor Babbage, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Yes, carried. Next report is the Aged Care Capital Assistance Program, which is at funding of $2.458 million, which, as Dobson said, we're still waiting on the deed for the actual grant to confirm exactly what the conditions relating to it were.
And the extent to which any contribution is required.
Adding to one, the council will sign a deed and accept the offer of work for staff promotion. And a further report being presented on the amount of money, the likely contribution from council, and the timing of when we proceed.
So would you like to change that, councillor Mann, just to a report on the conditions surrounding the deed?
Yeah.
No, just as that, a report coming back to council on the conditions relating to the deed.
We include the dates and what the likelihood of that much of that coming and stuff like that.
Yeah, it should be included in the deed, I'm sure.
It's on the screen there.
What's that?
Through you, Mr Mayor, would it be too long to wait until the August? No, it's July, maybe.
Well, it's only 3 weeks away.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
I think the resolution saying that we endorse the signing of it.
Yep.
But we get a report on it.
On the terms of that.
Right, so that's moved by councillor Mann, seconded by councillor Pearce. If there's no further questions, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay. The Gilgandra Region Community Health Vision. We have the report there. Was there any questions relating to this report?
Well, Mr Mayor, it's a comprehensive report and an attachment. The report sets out the signing matters, so.
Okay, so you're moving on to
recommendation? Not yet. I'll move the recommendation.
Thank you, councillor.
I think this is a really, really positive.
Yeah.
For the community, and those from the community that may not have been involved, here's their chance to get involved, and perhaps the paper might like to even report on that.
Yes,
we probably will.
Encouraged you.
I think the good thing in the report was we've identified things that need to be done, and where we play a role in advocacy or delivery or whatever.
Exactly. So it's moved by councillor Walker and seconded by councillor Bunner. Any further comment?
Well, could I just suggest perhaps the paper could plagiarise sections of the report?
He would never do that.
No, not at all.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. Formalisation of the work on Bidden Creek, Eurasian stabilisation work. That looks fantastic.
It does look good.
And just the way we got around it in
Speedmakers have that sort of concrete around.
Yeah, we can turn that into a speedmaker, couldn't we?
Just a question, like Mr Mayor, in terms of Mr Colmore, was this fully funded or partially by council?
Through you, Mr Mayor, it was funded by
a lyric, wasn't it?
LRCI, round one. This is one of the very early funding rounds. And then there was a top up from council in the second report where we got the adjustment to be taken away from some of our unsealed road funding because we were using it all the flood damage money instead. And this last round, I'll expect that the overspend will be offset by an underspend elsewhere in the last year.
So, who'd like to move the recommendation? Councillor Mugford, Councillor Walker. I'll put that. All those in favour? It's carried. Next one is the village management plan. Both in Armatry and Turawena. As Councillor aware, the reasoning behind these plans was to do away with those community committees. Meetings we had, well, we didn't have one in Armatry, we had the Turawena Management Committee, and it was provided that this was a better option for both the villages.
Provides the right strategic focus.
That's probably the words I think.
And they're very community unwritten, aren't they?
Yeah.
As to what the plan is. I think a great document. progress and the, they're really, there's a couple of stands with.
Okay, so that's moved by Councillor Bunder and seconded by Councillor Bockler. Put that all in favour.
Aye.
Yes, carried. Now, here's the one we spent all the time working on over the last 4 months. This is the adoption of our delivery program, operational plan and long-term financial plan.
Three, Mr. Mayor, we've had no community submissions in relation to the plans, which I would regard as an endorsement.
What, from the three people who read it?
I hope there's more.
Okay, so the recommendation there is we adopt those plans. Councillor Pearce, seconded by Councillor Bunter. Is there any discussion on that? If not, we'll let it go. I'll bring that all those in favour.
Aye.
Yes, carried. The Gogindra Region Childcare Strategy. It's certainly setting us up, for a direction for the future, isn't it?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, did provide a response there today to Councillor Babbage's question around the detail.
Yeah. It was interesting to see the numbers around what the requirements were. I still ask care, it kind of makes it more achievable when you know what the number is, don't you think? You can kind of see a way forward. Yeah.
Okay, so the recommendation there on page 37. Councillor Bunter, seconded Councillor Babby. Is there any discussion on that?
Well, Mr. Mayor, if I make a comment, I think the community should really embrace this plan, the strategy. I think it's very, it'd be very meaningful for a lot of parents and people in our community.
Yeah.
And again, I encourage our local representative to publicise appropriately.
And I was just going to add, whilst there's not a silver bullet in this, it really shows the council leaning forward on actually being proactive.
Yes.
And sets up the future council and our advocacy in trying to resolve this problem. And I dare say we're well advanced of any other communities. Every community has issues with childcare, but I'd say we're well advanced of any that we've actually now got the strategy and how it aligns in with the state plans and sets ourselves up very nicely to be able to then try to source some funding or to support others to source funding.
Okay, so the recommendation there, you see there, I'll put that, all those in favour. Yes, carried.
Do we have any minutes of second today?
We did.
Bunter, Babbage.
Councillor Bunter and
Councillor
Babbage. The next report before you is the Housing and Homelessness Service Accreditation. This report is a good reflection on the staff involved.
Yes, so Amber and I attended that with the auditor, and like Monica and Tracy do an absolutely amazing job down there. It was extraordinary to hear everything they do and work together with that auditor who we thought Gilgan and Shire Council was going very well.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah, it was an excellent
report.
We had a lot of questions to answer.
Right. It was a very thorough investigation. We were very pleased that we got 100%, weren't we?
Yes, I was relieved.
But I think Monica and Tracy were a big part of that 100%. They are just amazing in what they do.
I think it's just one of those services that go under the radar.
Yeah.
But hopefully this sort of report brings a light to the community of the success of the program.
Yeah.
I'm sure Nick will be keen to publish that.
He's getting a lot of free suggestions today.
Yeah.
Okay, so the recommendation there.
Councillor
Babbage, Councillor Hunter. I'll put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
Yes. We've got that land map on the draft bushfire prone land.
Mm-hmm.
I get the shutters over the bushfire.
So there's the three recommendations there. Is there any questions to Mr. Alshon on that report?
Well, it's really a work in progress, isn't it, this plan?
Sorry, if anyone had any questions, I'm just going to get Mrs. Cozier to come in from a technical point of view. Oh, but everyone's happy.
Seems happy. It's moved by Councillor Mopper, seconded by Councillor Creed.
This next one.
And the comment, Mr. Mayor, to be dealt with the LEP more, will be of course in the tax of 10.7 certificate, etc.
All right, I'll put that all in favour.
Aye.
It's carried. Did you say Mrs. Casey was coming in for this report?
Certainly hope so, Mr.
Yeah.
Mayor.
Oh, yeah. A bit of a real pay go?
Yeah.
Well, please.
I think it's this issue of waste levy has been around for a lot of years. At the moment, as it's outlined in the report, that it's restricted to sort of Newcastle, Wollongong, Blue Mountains, Sydney and that sort of Sydney basin. Really concerning as to what it might mean for rural areas if all of a sudden we're needing to charge a levy, people a levy, and you can see the prices of the levy is quite extraordinary.
Yeah.
Christy there?
On away.
So I won't steal Christy's thunder, but Christy, I was just briefing the council that the levy has been around, the idea of the levy has been around for some time.
Yep.
We're on the waste levy report, and that it is going to be a concern for rural areas, and so you may want to take it from this.
Thanks.
So the recommendation there is that council prepare a submission on the levy, and we prepare a submission on the food and garden organics mandate.
We'd like to just touch on that food and garden organics.
So do you want to talk to the waste levy as well?
Please.
Yeah, okay. So as the report states, the EPA is currently up for comment on the two topics that are outlined in the report, closing the 15th of July. Through NetWaste, which is the regional waste group, we've been part of some initial discussions around that waste levy review. So in simple terms, it's a tax that's essentially put on the disposal of waste to landfill. So it's over and above whatever a council or a business applies to disposal fees, and that tax is reported and passed on to the state government. At the moment, there's two regulated levy areas. You've got your metro area and your extended regional area. I guess there's been a lot of debate about the effectiveness of the levy, and certainly a lot of hesitation for it to be applied in rural areas. So there's a far-ranging implication if it is introduced, which I've touched on in the report. They range from, so the levy is typically applied to licensed landfill sites, which Gilgandra is not. We're below the 5,000 tonne threshold where it typically applies. Associated with that is licensing implications, weighbridge, additional staff and reporting and many things. So I guess in terms of what we're looking to put forward in the report is not to support the extension of the levy area, for that to be picking up these regional areas. Certainly we don't see it as a beneficial outcome for the community or the council at this point.
Is Dubbo in the levy area? Or
no, not currently. So it extends, the Blue Mountains is the extent of it from out of the metro area, and west of that currently is it.
Basically Dubbo about the signs qualify this way ahead or not?
It depends how they treat the review. Right. If they pick it up, there is a proposal in the discussion paper around thresholds for rural, like regional communities, your larger communities and licensed landfills as they currently stand being picked up by the levy. So that is one suggestion that's been put forward. It just depends how it's treated.
So Dubbo comes under the 5,000 tonne?
No, they certainly don't. They're a licensed landfill. Yeah, I'm not sure what their tonnage to.
That's interesting. Just in the report it says currently it applies to licensed landfills with triggered 5,000 plus tonne.
That's what it is. Yeah, so there's licensing through the EPA, it's actually under a different piece of legislation. So the levy area is over and above that. So for the defined areas, there's a map in the report there. So the metropolitan levy area was the first place where it was put in effect, and then the regional levy area was extended in 2000, please don't quote me on when. But So currently the levy applies in the metro area at $163.20 per tonne and $94 in the regional area. So that's over and above.
And the funding is retained by the state?
So that's a fair contention as well. So the levy that the council collects has to be reported, I believe, quarterly and paid to the state government. And then currently there's a what they call the WASIP program. So it's an allocation of a levy back to the council area that it's collected. And council has to nominate how they would utilise those funds. But it's not 100%
refunded.
That's in waste minimisation projects, isn't it? Like just general projects.
So are there any further questions, Mr. Casio or Mr. Osher?
Food and organics.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the other one. So the other part of the consultation that the EFA is undertaking at the moment is around the so currently proposed to mandate the collection of food and garden organics for households as of 2030. So as it's proposed at the moment, that would apply to all communities in New South Wales. That's certainly a large change in direction, I guess, for what the services are that we have here in Gilgandra. There's a range of proposals, so the household mandate being one, and the other one being a proposed business mandate, which would commence from next year and based on a threshold for different types of businesses. Which is noted in the report, we need to get a handle on any implications for our businesses of that one. Currently, we don't offer a collection service here for food and garden organics. And I guess if the business mandate were introduced, that would be an implication on our services.
On that, Chrissy, if there are businesses, if it kicks off next year and there are businesses that trigger it, given that we don't provide a FOGO service, would they have to pay then for someone that they'll have to provide that FOGO service?
In the report noted that we need to get a handle on what that would involve. There is currently an organics processing facility located in Dubbo that services Dubbo, Narromine, Midwestern, a number of surrounding councils. So that could potentially be an option to explore.
Mm-hmm. Or with the responsibility for one council.
I guess the submissions on that one close also on the 15th of July. Okay, Councillor, so the recommendation there, points 1 and 2, someone in the position to move.
Have it heard, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Walker, Councillor Bunda. If there are no further questions, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. The donation of the library shelving over the old library, which is subject to two recommendations there from Mr. Elsham on page 52. So I'd like to move that, Councillor Buntar, Councillor Fruit. There's no questions, so I'll put it all in favour.
Aye. Yeah,
Gary. How's Mrs. McCutcheon gearing up for the library changeover?
Raring to go.
I reckon she would be. Okay, Councillor, the next one is the committee meetings for adoption. The first one is the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee. This is our first Carrick report. As you can see, they cover a range of topics. The next one is the Disability Services Advisory Board. We might just note the name of that board there. Okay, so on page 59 is just a recommendation that they be adopted. So I'd like to move that.
Just with that inclusion there, based on the discrepancy in the minutes, that we change resolution 424 to include to reflect the name change of the disability advisory board. I might see you've got the references to the as to Kilkenny Lifestyles, it's Disability Advisory Board. Beck, see that, just remove Kilkenny Lifestyles.
True. It's just Advisory Board, is it?
Disability Advisory Board?
Or Disability Advisory.
Disability Services, sorry, Beck.
Excuse me, Doug. I'm at top two, it's...
Yeah, I've got to change it there.
Okay, we've got that tidied up. Those minutes be adopted, we have the mover there. Councillor Mochler, the seconder, Councillor Freed. I'll put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. Next one is the committee meetings for notation. And that is the interagency. That's a wealth of information, that interagency, isn't it?
Yes.
Certainly. Seems to be growing.
So what happened in that area?
Alright, so... That was that one. The next one is the local emergency management committee. The traffic committee. And the recommendation on page 75, that those minutes be noted. So I'm happy to move that way. Councillor Babby, Councillor Pitt. I'll put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. We now move through the reports for information notation. The statement of bank balances and investment balances. The funds. Outstanding matters from previous meetings. And progress on questions for the next meeting.
And then we've got the late report too, Mr. Mayor.
But it's great application.
Sorry, what's that?
It's great, I thought.
The late
report. Late report.
Yeah, we need to see.
It could be, there is that. On page 82 is the recommendation.
Yeah.
That those reports be noted. Could I have someone move and second that, please? Councillor Butler, Councillor Mudford. I'll put that, all those in favour? Against, carried. The Pricey of Canterbury B correspondence and recommendation that be noted. Councillor Pitt, Councillor Mochler, I'll put that all in favour. Carried. Now we have a late report. The Kilkenny Region Activation.
I shall excuse myself. Program. I'll declare an interest. Hopefully I'll get some money out of it.
Just a little. Okay, and Councillor Mudford. Righto, Councillors.
Reading, Mr. Mayor, I do have Mrs. Carullos here. Mrs. Carullos, sorry. Ms. Sit down there next to Councillor Babbage, if you like. Yes. But just to answer any questions around the ranking of the particular events and how the committee went about, or the selection committee went about determining the values suggested or recommended for issue to each of those events. If there is any questions from council.
Yes. Council's never involved itself in what I call them green policies, where we don't support things like rodeos. Mm. Yeah, knocking animals around, this sort of thing.
Yeah.
We've never had anything on the books to deter us from supporting those sort of events, have we?
I don't think it's not a policy of council.
No, it's fair enough. Okay. So I guess we'd argue all day with someone $5 more than the other. But I think we can rely on the staff and our selection panel, what they've done. If we're happy with that.
I'm happy to move the recommendation as per.
So through you, Mr. Mayor, just with the recommendation, just to tidy it up there, that I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Mercy, but down to number seven,
Eight.
Thank you.
There should be eight that, well, you could say nine because there is an allocation for all nine. One of them just doesn't have.
Number nine.
Number nine, there's no allocation.
No.
Yeah, no, that's so,
yeah.
So like,
and there's two number
seven. You're just endorsing the fact that there is no allocation for number nine.
Oh,
so probably we have two allocations, two seven.
Is that right? It should be the
equal number seven, Mr. Mayor, in the rankings.
Well,
there's actually eight allocations that would deem as eligible.
This financial year that's about to end. But we're. Yeah.
Okay, so.
So through you, Mr. Mayor, there's actually eight allocations of funding. There was two allocations that were deemed, the applications were deemed to be equal, number seven. And they're ranked in order of what the selection panel decided was the met the criteria to the most, back to the least, or size of the application and just equitable way of allocating that funding within the fact that we do have only $40,000 to allocate, and there was over $70,000 worth of application.
Righto, so the recommendation, we've determined the allocation. And how would be the best way to, we can't say 1 to 8.
As per the report presented.
Okay, righto. Thanks, Councillor Walker. We'll do it that way.
Yeah.
We've got a resolution there that council allocate the funding in accordance with the recommendation or.
As outlined in this report.
As outlined in the report. Sorry, you got that?
You just want me to shorten it, Mr. Mayor?
That's fine, ladies.
Okay, righto. So that's moved by Councillor Walker. Do I have a second, please? Councillor Mann? Is there any discussion on that? If not, I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried. Okay, councillors.
Well done,
Mr. Meeting 4:40. I'll declare the meeting closed. Thank you for your attendance.
Thank you.
Well done, that.
Okay.
We did decide what Triple Wing gets nothing next year.
That's all I have.